please come watch us race our quarter midgets in Monroe, Washington. Thank you.
Like he explodes along the front stretch here, and that's going to bring out the caution flag with just four laps to go here in Texas.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, presented by Action Auto Parts. Steve Morkman, Carly Heath, and Galen Stewart, happy to be with you. Again, this reminder coming up tomorrow night right here on the radio station, 6:15 p.m. It starts live from the Phoenix International Raceway, the Bosch's Supermarkets 200 NASCAR Nationwide Series Racing, and then Saturday afternoon, the Sprint Cup Subway Fresh Fit 500 from Phoenix. So join us in. That starts at 4 o'clock. Also, just a reminder, stick with us at 10 o'clock right after we have dispensed our 2 hours of lunacy. some really cool stuff. The Alltel Pit Report is hosted by Brett McMillan is on. So we invite you to, we can't put that out on over the internet, but by all means, tune in. It's some really cool conversation about what's going on in the wacky world of NASCAR. Speaking of wacky, our next guest certainly qualifies. His name is Kelly Hale, and Kelly is going to take over the big chair out of Evergreen Speedway this season, and who's been occupied some pretty legendary people over the years. And Kelly, I'm really proud of you, A, for getting to sit in the big chair this year. But Kelly Hale, the voice of Evergreen Speedway, joins us. Right.
I really appreciate that, Steve.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, some big shoes to fill. You're right.
They're angling for tickets, baby. That's
right.
All I need.
you know you're covered, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I've got it figured out.
You've got a few outlets.
Well, I'm not new to this by any stretch of imagination. Coming up on Saturday is the opening of the weekly racing series schedule out there. But you guys had a whale of a night last Saturday night, too.
We did. We had a great time. Great crowd. I think, we were a little bit worried. I think a lot of people were waiting out the weather, but the weather cooperated, and I tell you what, we had to start about 15 minutes late. I mean, they just started coming out of the woodwork.
Wow.
And just had a fantastic crowd and a lot of excitement, and everybody had a really good time.
And you guys had the demo derby. I heard the Jet Dragster took a lap around the 3/8. Is that true?
He took his first lap around the 3/8 last year.
Uh-huh.
And so that was the official Jet Car world record.
Oh,
so
nice.
Is there
a tire rule in that as well?
Well, there was a little bit of controversy about the tires, but he was okay.
Right,
he was ruled legal.
He pyrometered okay.
Yep, yep. So he came out this year. He had to break last year's world record, and he did it.
He did. What was his time? Did anyone take it?
Yeah, he was probably about a 24.6.
You have a crate motor?
No, he did not run a crate motor.
Darn it! No transponder?
There's talk now. There's some other guys who are thinking that it's gotten out of hand, and we got to put the crate motor in the jet cars.
You're going to have to put the vice down on
them. That's right. The one who really wants a crate motor in that jet car is the one who had his car burnt up.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That was the greatest thing. You see the sparks flying. And I was down trackside.
Uh-huh.
I was standing right by the gate there at the front stretch. And the heat was so overwhelming, I had to go back up.
Yeah,
and get out of there. I mean, it's just amazing.
You know, I know what the trick is to getting sparks out. Did you do your research?
Have you done this before?
No, but many years ago when I was doing the radio up there, they brought in a guy. He was from Spokane. I don't know if it was this same guy. But we had him on the radio, and he told me the secret to a good spark show when you're burning down a car with a rear-engine jet dragster. Any guess what it is?
Magnesium.
Galen knows. Yeah, lawnmower decks.
Lawnmower decks.
Yeah. Yeah, right, Galen?
Yeah, push a button.
Yeah,
Galen.
Push a button on Galen. Galen's here for the
hello,
first.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah,
it is. With us.
Hello, Tess. It's his hairstyle.
How about 55-gallon drums of gas? That would work.
Ooh,
that'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, coming up Saturday out at the Super Speedway of the West, the weekly racing series starts.
That's right, the NASCAR Wheel and All-American Series.
Woo-hoo! Get used to that mouthful, huh?
That is a mouthful, but it's a great time. It's a mouthful, an eyeful, and an earful. It's a lot of excitement.
That's a good marketing.
It really
like
is.
That? I just came up with that off the top of my head.
Just now, wow,
yeah.
That was quick.
Was this on?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It recorded, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So you can pay me whatever marketing gains you got from
Speaking of breaking news.
Yes.
Looking at the website, wow, you're allowed to wear shorts in the pits at Evergreen.
No way.
Well, yeah. there's some clarifications on those rules.
You gotta wear pantyhose?
Not everybody's allowed to wear shorts. So, you know, there are certain spectators and people who are down in the pit areas that we've loosened up a little bit of the dress code, but anybody, drivers obviously cannot wear shorts, and the crew members and anybody associated with the team still needs to wear the proper attire.
It sounds really strange, but I'm here to tell you that will be much appreciated come midsummer. A lot of the people that are affiliated with the teams and stuff, it is nice to be able to roll in there in shorts at the beginning of the day, and then when it's time to go race and you change. That is a big deal.
I think they should all have to wear white Levi's.
No, oh, Carla.
Remember
those
days?
Flowers right here.
Yeah.
I don't want to see white Levi's. No, I don't agree with Carl on that.
I truly don't.
I want to avoid the white Levi's.
It is not at all pretty.
Where's this going?
Okay.
All right, all your classes firing up for their first races of the season, correct?
Yeah, everybody's going to be firing up with the Speedway Chevrolet Super Stocks are going to be in action along with the Les Schwab Tire Bombers, as well as the Mini Stocks and the Pon Exchange Super Figure 8s.
I like that.
Pon Exchange coming on board this year to sponsor the Super Figure 8s.
Cool.
And the Stinger Figure 8s will be in action as well. We will begin opening ceremonies, and there's something really important here for everybody who's used to coming out to Evergreen Speedway. The flag and opening ceremonies will start at 6:45 this year. This Saturday, in particular, is very special. We're going to be doing a memorial and celebrating the life of Mark Galloway, a terrific young man. And there's no better way to celebrate the life of Mark Galloway than with a night of racing.
Oh yeah, yeah! What an outstanding young man. Mm-hmm. That was really quite a loss.
Yep.
So you guys will be honoring his memory, and you guys have changed up a lot of the format this year. Talk about that.
We did change up a lot of the format. The reason we're going to start doing the opening ceremonies and the flag ceremonies and the anthems at 6:45 is because when that clock hits 7 o'clock, we're going racing.
Mm-hmm.
And from 7 o'clock until we are done, it's just going to be jam-packed with nothing but racing. One of the things last year that was so exciting in our season were the heat races. And the heat races in both the Super Figure 8 divisions and in the Les Schwab Tire Bomber divisions really decided the championships. It came down to the heat races. So we decided that rather than running those before 7 o'clock, everybody should be seeing this action.
Mm-hmm.
All heat races, any B mains, are going to happen after 7 o'clock. All racing action.
And you can fit all of this in before 11 o'clock.
We are going to fit it all in before 11 o'clock.
Cool.
Absolutely.
So it sounds like people are getting their money's worth by buying a ticket more so than they ever have.
Yeah, I tell you what, you want to go out and find a racing bargain? This is it.
Yeah.
This is just going to be jam-packed with action. The program is going to be happening real fast.
The autograph session, something's going to happen every week about 6:15?
6:15, the autograph session will start every single week. With us not doing the heat races, this is going to assure that we don't ever have to cancel an autograph session as we have done in the past. And that is something that fans really felt strongly about. And I don't blame them. And we listen to the fans, and we're going to make absolute certain that we do get this autograph session in. The other thing that's happening this year that is real important is that the Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks, they're going to have to go out there and run some heat races.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be. So let's see. I did want to get into that. How many Superstocks do you expect to have out for opening night?
I'm probably be in the neighborhood of 17 to 20. I feel very strongly, I think I can say without a doubt, that we've got 16.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple that I've been told for sure are coming that I haven't talked to personally, so I'm not necessarily including them in there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a definite shot that we're starting 20.
Oh, man, that is so cool. And a lot, anybody new coming into the Bomber division this year that you're aware of?
Not necessarily in the Bomber division so much. There's a couple of new guys, but in the Speedway Chevrolet Superstocks, there's going to be about six or seven brand new rookies, including one moving up from the Bomber division, James Muggy,
right?
Who everybody is really excited to see in the Superstock division, and we think is going to turn a lot of heads. A gentleman like Scott LaCrosse is going to be running in there, Brian Cottrell.
Let me stop you right there. Yeah. Never use the words gentleman and Scott LaCrosse in the same sentence, okay?
The season hasn't started yet.
He's a Patches pal. That precludes him. Besides, and I have shared my description of a gentleman on this show before, and Scott does not.
And if Scott is listening right now, I want him to know that Evergreen Speedway announcer Kelly Hale did not make those statements.
Yes, he knows full well. I'm sorry.
Where it's coming from.
Yes, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Along with that, we're going to have Brian Cottrell moving up from the Bomber Division. Steve Potosik has got his hands on a super stock, along with a gentleman, Daniel Moore. I had the last name right on the tip of my tongue. He's going to be a rookie out there with us this year. So we're going to be seeing a lot of new faces, mixing it up with some of the guys who've been around, along with defending champion John Zaretsky is going to be running.
Mm-hmm.
Shane Harding will be out opening night. So we're going to have those veterans along with the fresh faces, and that's going to make for some great racing.
Super Figure Eights are going to be running. The Fear will have their full show out there. The Stinger Eights as well. Mini Stocks, the coolest division, I think, in the last 3 years, are going to be back for another year. And
a growing division.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That division is exploding. And if you want to see some really, really neat looking cars,
mm-hmm.
the Mini Stocks have got some of the coolest cars that you will see out at the Speedway.
Awesome. Well, Kelly, good luck. Don't forget the raccoon.
Oh, yeah.
The racy raccoon.
You know what? Go to evergreenspeedway.com. There are some great things about Racy Raccoon on there.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. We like
our man.
Racy is our
including some YouTube video.
Racy is our varmint. He's the official varmint of North Sound Racing. Kelly, thank you so much, buddy.
Thank you for having
this
me.
This is not your first time. You know that. We are going to take a break. First off, before we go to our top of the hour break, we're going to have Kelly Hart's open wheel report coming up right after I have shut my yap. And we have lots more coming after our top of the hour break. You're listening to North Sound Racing here on North Sound 1380, presented by Action Auto Parts.
Hooray, hooray for opening day. It looks like Mother Nature's going to be kind to us. Tomorrow, Deming Speedway kicks off its 2008 season with racing in all divisions. The 1200s, 600s, 250s, and junior sprints are all slated to run. Gates open at 5 with racing at 7 o'clock. The website's demingspeedway.com. Another track with opening day on hand is Cottage Grove Speedway in scenic Cottage Grove, Oregon. It's a long drive for most of us, but every year a few of the Washington teams drive down to get another week of racing under their belts. Saturday Night Racing has 360s and limited sprints among the 5 classes listed on the schedule. Play day is Saturday at the new, faster, wider Skagit Speedway in Alger, just north of Burlington. Track owner Steve Beitler wants to see how the cars are going to react to the new track layout and let the new guys in the new cars moving up to the 410 class get some serious track time in before they go racing next week. Play day is a daytime affair at Skagit with teams getting on the track about 1 o'clock. Down south, it's also play day at Grays Harbor Raceway Park. Track promoter George Wade has asked teams to call down and make sure they're racing as the grounds are still pretty wet at the Elma Fairgrounds. All signals do look good for getting in play day at the ASCS sanctioned track. And the Inland Northwest Sprint Cars are going to give it a go once again at State Line Stadium and Speedway in Post Falls, Idaho. Some more news and notes about the silly season for sprint cars. One guy not driving this year is Evan Funk, who's out on the road crewing for Tony Stewart's Motorsports and gaining valuable experience. It looks like Alan Munn's retirement lasted one full year, as well-placed sources have Alan coming back in 2008 to race at Skagit Speedway. And former World of Outlaw and multiple-time Skagit Speedway champion Jason Solwold has teamed up with Richard Samore to race the Alberta Sprint Tour and select big races on the West Coast. One other really cool note from Skagit Speedway. This week they finalized the schedule with some notable additions. The Modifieds are coming to Skagit Speedway the week before Dirt Cup, June 14th, and that's got to be on any open wheel fan's hit list. And the Ford Focus Midgets will make a visit August 16th, so mark those dates down on the calendar. And that's it for this week's Sprint Car and Open Wheel Report. I'm Kelly Hart for North Sound Racing on North Sound 1380 KRKO, your home of motorsports for Northwest Washington.
This weekend from Phoenix International Raceway, NASCAR is on North Sound 1380. It's night racing.